Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State?
Many migrations are underway come September, including one undertaken by an animal so small and delicate that its journey seems impossible, and that is the monarch butterfly. In the fall, Wisconsin's monarch butterflies travel south all the way to conifer forests in the mountains of central Mexico, a distance of more than 1,700 miles. It's difficult to imagine that a butterfly can travel that great distance, yet monarchs do, and their numbers typically peak in the state on their way south during the first 2 weeks of September. Southbound monarchs are bigger than most, built for the rigors of their long journey. These migrants often follow landmarks like river valleys or the Lake Michigan shoreline. Occasionally, large groups of monarchs will settle overnight in one location. One sighting found hundreds of butterflies on pine boughs in Kohler Andre State Park in Sheboygan. The monarchs that overwinter in Mexico do not make it back to Wisconsin the following spring. Instead, the monarchs flying north lay eggs and produce caterpillars that metamorphose into another generation of butterflies that continue the journey. So 3 to 4 generations of monarchs may be required to complete the return trip back to Wisconsin each year. Loss of winter habitat in Mexico, extreme weather events, and changes in agricultural practices that have resulted in fewer milkweed plants, which sustain growing caterpillars, have led to a decline in monarch numbers. But you can help monarchs by planting native milkweed plants in your yards and gardens. Learn more about gardening with native plants at nature.org/gowild. And learn about other ways to take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is a work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.